Hello. Hello. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. I am your host, Effie Escandalo. And we are back again with episode 9 of season 2, babies. Before we get into this topic, y'all know how we start off every week. I'd like to say thank you to everybody who continues to listen to Tea Time with Effie. Whether you're on track with the episode, whether you just started, it don't matter to me. The fact that you take the time out of your day to listen to me speaking about things on this platform, I appreciate it so much. Like, there's no words that I can say, and I say it every week. That's literally, there is no words that I can say to make y'all understand just how appreciative I am to have such loyal followers on this platform of Tea Time with Effie. So, babies, before we dive into this topic, I got a good one. I'm gonna be ranting today. Oh Lord, this episode was actually inspired by two of my friends, Nathan Nash, aka Auntie Licious, as well as Peyton, you know, Peyton, who was on a previous episode in this season, Peyton Ramos. They literally inspired this episode, but more especially Nathan, because of what happened this morning, but I'm going to tell y'all in a second. So before we get started, whether you're laying on your bed listening to me, your earphones, you might even be in your car and have me on the surround sound, or maybe you're in the grocery or liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. I just want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Your support does not go unnoticed. I keep a firm eye on the Anchor app every week, checking at how much more of, you know, streams I've gotten, whether it's on the latest episode or past episodes. I thank y'all so much. So without further ado, let's dive straight into this episode. And today's topic is morning people versus me. Should I say it one more time? Morning people versus me. Now, I remember when I was a little baby, I was the type of person that would just wake up early in the morning. Babies, nothing could stop me from setting my alarm for 7 o'clock so that I could watch Barney on KTV, or setting it for 8 o'clock or whatever the time is. Jumping out of bed, running to the TV, putting the TV on so that I could watch my favorite show. Obviously being cognizant of the other people that's sleeping in the house. But as I have become older, you know, I have lost that sense of who I am. I am not a morning person. Oh, Lord. You know what? When I tell y'all, I am not a morning person. And let me just explain to y'all what happens to me, like, on a regular. At this moment in time, I set my alarm for 9:30 every morning. Right? Set it. And I strategically set it as one of the songs that is on my phone, because when the normal alarm sound goes off, that's the worst way that you can wake me up. Y'all know those alarms that either does the ringing sound or it's just crazy sounds. I can't take it. The rest of my day is spoiled. So I came up with this technique of still have your alarm set up every morning, if it 9:30 or whatever time you need to stand up, and but set it as one of your favorite songs. So I set it up as, and it has been this song for quite some time. It is a song by Ava Max called Salt. Yes, Salt. because the melody of the song just starts so happy. So I might even be in the deepest of sleep, but when that song starts playing and I put the volume, you know, relatively low so that just I can hear it, and I wake up with it and I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? I can either choose to continue laying in bed until the song has finished playing, or I stand up immediately, put it off, take the phone off of charge, and get right into bed. That is what I have done. And it don't make me a morning person. It just makes me wake up in a good mood. Like last night, I had the craziest dreams. I'm entering this lip sync competition on Big O again today. And last night I just had, that dreams was terrible. Terrible, terrible dreams. And it's just my nerves that caused me to dream these crazy things, because I had dreamt that I almost didn't make it through to the semifinals. I also dreamt that I had forgotten to shave and I had to go out there performing out of drag as Jody, which I don't do. I have never done before, because Jody's a shy one, you know? The shy side of my personality. I'm the outspoken bitch. But anywho, waking up with that alarm this morning, I was fine when I woke up. I just laid in bed and I was like, ooh, this is crazy as hell. But Lord, let me tell you. So when I wake up, right, get out of bed. I'm not skipping out of bed. The song might be happy, but I ain't happy. Because why did the night go so quick? Why did the night go so quickly? So I get out of bed, take my phone. I'm the type of person that's going to get out of bed, put the phone alarm off, grab my phone, get right back into bed, and lay there and scroll through my social media. Now, normally when I wake up in the morning, there's a lot of notifications of the different social media platforms that I am on. And, you know, I will go into those different platforms and just check the likes or comments or whatever the case may be that had come through overnight. And I do that probably for about 30 minutes to an hour, just allowing myself time to wake up. You know what I'm saying? Just giving myself time for my mind to wake up. Y'all know what I'm saying? But then you get some people like Nathan. He messaged me this morning. I think I woke up with the messages already there, talking about, ooh, Effie, I'm having such a good morning. I'm jumping up the walls. I'd already made supper at breakfast time. I'm laying in bed. I'm thinking, bitch, can you keep your happiness to yourself? I can't stand morning people, Lord. And I told his ass. I responded with, oh Lord have mercy. I was laying in bed shaking my head, thinking, how in Jesus' name can this guy wake up so positive every morning, have so much energy, he's bouncing off the wall? Now leave me alone, shit. Message me after 12, or wait until I mess your ass. Don't be messaging me trying to tell me you got all this energy. I ain't got shit. I ain't got no kind of energy. But you know what? I'm the type of person that's not gonna, I can't say not gonna, but I'm gonna try not to put my emotions on other people. So even though I responded with, Lord have mercy, or you know, things like that, but in the meantime, I'm laying in bed rolling my eyes like, Jesus, what did I do to be woken up with this happiness? Like, why? You know what I'm saying? That's the type of person I am when I wake up in the morning. I need an hour to wake up properly, just lay in bed, scroll through my phone, and mind my business until I feel like, you know, I want to message Nathan or Peyton or my mama or whoever it is, even the people, my friends and family on Big O. But don't be messaging me trying to tell me that you got all this energy. I don't give a damn. I don't care. Right now, I don't care. Keep it to yourself, shit. Call somebody else. Give me zero. Send me to the principal's office because I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that shit right now, baby. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And then there's also other type of people. Now, like I said, this episode's title is Morning People Versus Me. So I've told y'all how I wake up, right? Lay in bed, take some time to wake up. Whereas, like, people like Nathan be waking up telling me, "Ooh, I've been exercising. I had made dinner at breakfast time." Or other things like, sometimes I lay in my bed, right? I lay in my bed and I wake up at like 5:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Because that is the time that my stepfather wake up and, oh, he be making a lot of noise, making a lot of noise. Ain't nothing worse than waking up with cupboards banging, cutlery being thrown into the zinc. Oh, Lord. I don't know if he's a morning person or not a morning person, but the noise that he be making in the morning, oh, shit. It ain't for me. That's why I'm glad that my room is kind of far away from the kitchen. But sometimes, you know, if I'm not in that really deep sleep, I do wake up and I just lay in bed, rolling my eyes, thinking, Jesus. Hold on. I heard something the other day on a movie or something. Lord. I can't even remember, but it's like something like, Lord, please help me calm down, you know? It's something like Jesus be a force field. Or Jesus be a earplug. So that I don't hear this man making all this kind of noise shit. So, yeah. Chapter 2, babies. This is the other thing. Now, y'all just heard, I don't even like nobody sending me early messages in the morning that tell me they're making supper at breakfast time and bouncing off the walls. Shit. When I be sleeping over at my friend's house, are they sleeping over here? Like, let me tell you about Peyton this one time. Right? I slept over at her house. She woke me up at probably like 10 a.m., 10 or 10:30 in the morning time. And she be coming in the door, in the room like, Lord, where can I knock on this? And I sleep very light, so I'm like, yes, what? Good morning, Effie, good morning. I made us a beautiful breakfast. I'm like, bitch, can I just wake up? Shit. She's like, but I made us a nice breakfast. And now at this moment in time, I'm laying in bed and I smell beautiful food. Beautiful. But I still need to wake up though. Can I have 5 minutes? I say to her, can I have 5 minutes just to wake the hell up? She said, okay, fine. I'm going to make the coffee. So I get up out of bed and Peyton's sitting at the table. There's avocado and scrambled eggs, bacon, and, you know, breakfast type food. Smelling beautiful. Smelling absolutely beautiful, but I ain't ready for this shit, right? Yeah. She's like, did you have a good night's rest? I'm like, yeah, I had a good night's rest. She's like, why you sound like that? Why you sound like you didn't have a good night's rest? I say, no. I still need to wake up, baby. I'm fine. Let me just sit down. Don't talk so loud, shit. Don't talk so loud. She said, what do you mean I'm talking loud? I'm like, baby, still waking up. She said, oh, you got a headache. I said, I ain't got no headache, but you just too loud. It's too early for you to be talking this loud. Until eventually she felt like, you know, I was being like mean or something. And eventually I had to say to her, no, you did nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong. I'm not a morning person. You know, some people wake up happy in the morning. I don't just wake up miserable, but it don't mean that the next person did anything wrong. It just mean like, that's just me. Shit, can I just be? Can you calm down? Same with Nathan. Yeah. When I sleep over at his house, he come into the room, he be like, Chama, good morning. And I'm like, why, Jesus, why? Can a bitch not wake up on her own time? And I know he gonna listen to this episode. He gonna call me afterwards. He gonna be like, bitch, really? But really, really, it's the person who woke me up. I just want y'all to know, we people who are not morning people, y'all did nothing wrong, okay? Y'all did nothing wrong. Let me just explain y'all. Y'all did nothing wrong. This is just the way we wake up. Some people are jolly in the morning. Others are jolly lunchtime. Others are jolly closer towards the end of the day. I'm the type of person, I am not jolly in the morning. I normally start waking up after lunchtime. After lunchtime, I start waking up. Now, it's different if I'm working, you know, obviously going to work and being in a taxi, people pushing up against you or in a train. That freaks me the hell out. But obviously, you can't say nothing. Because the taxi's full of the train or whatever you're traveling in. There's nothing you can do about it. But shit. I get to work, I sit down at my desk, and I just start working, not speaking to anybody. And they would always be like, Effie, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm going to wake up around lunchtime. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, it's morning time. Effie ain't upset with any of us. It's just she not a morning person. Mm-hmm. And let's go into chapter 3. Another thing I want to talk about. You know what? Sometimes when I said earlier on, I go through my social media scrolling. So I go through my social media and I see pictures of people waking up at 4:30 in the morning. Or just when the sun had, you know, risen. Jogging. Exercising. Going to the gym. Can you rest? Can you glimmer? Just glimmer, which means rest, right? Why are you waking up so early to be running up and down the streets, ponytails swinging from left to right? Lord, that time when you running in the street or in the, you know, the gardens or hiking trails, wherever the hell you hiking, I'm still having my fifth sleep. Lord, can you not just wake up a little bit later in the day? Why you gotta be so on top of things all the time? Shit, where you get all this energy from? Literally, when I see those things on social media, I'm just like, rather you than me, baby. Rather you than me, because I am not the one. I am not the one who wants to be doing all that shit early in the morning. So yeah, babies, that was today's episode. Morning people versus me. I'm just explaining to y'all the type of person that I am in the morning, so if my future husband is listening to this episode and we cross paths in the future and you wake up next to me and I'm not happy to see you, just understand, it ain't your fault, baby. I'm still sleeping. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. This was really a fun episode to do. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed recording it. Whether you're laying on your bed listening to me, your earphones, you might even be in the grocery store doing your weekly or monthly shopping, or in your car having me on the surround sound or the stereo. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.